Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Last week, we discussed a court ruling out of Kalispell that will allow struggling students to find an educational venue that works for them. It was a great ruling despite the fact that we were opposed by bureaucrats in Helena and by the Montana Teachers Union every step of the way. This week, we got another great ruling on a school-related issue, only this time, the ruling was much broader and the issue much more important. We're talking about a federal judge's decision in Texas striking down a directive from the Obama administration to all federally funded schools in America, ordering them to allow boys to use girls' restrooms, locker rooms, and showers, and ordering that boys be allowed to compete on girls' sports teams and sleep in the same hotel rooms when those teams travel. We said at the time that this was a complete federal overreach that destroyed the concept of local control, and the courts agreed. And, as a matter of fact, so did you. The Montana Family Foundation commissioned a statewide poll of likely voters and found that 62% of Montanans opposed the directive, while only 29% supported it. When it came to those parents with school-aged children, the numbers were dramatically higher. Of those with children 6 to 11 years old, 85% opposed it, and of those with children 12 to 17 years of age, opposition stood at 74%. In the America of my day, polling numbers like that would have immediately condemned a policy like this to the trash heap of bad ideas. That's not the case today, where politically correct judges routinely place the vast majority of society at risk to protect the latest and greatest wacko liberal idea. Thank goodness for this federal judge, who showed a modicum of common sense as he reined in an out-of-control federal Department of Education. In all, 23 states, including Montana, filed two lawsuits to block this directive. The second is still pending. The problem now is that overzealous liberal bureaucrats in Montana have had 3 months to begin quietly putting these policies in place. They used the federal directive as the excuse to begin implementing a policy that they wanted anyway. Now it's up to us to block implementation, but we need your help. We're asking all of our listeners to call your local school district and find out if the Obama directive has been implemented, and please be specific. Ask if boys who think they're girls will be allowed to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms, and will boys who think they're girls be allowed to compete on girls' sports teams. This was one of the greatest concerns we found in our poll, the possible negation of gains made in female athletics under Title IX. Think about it. If any boy who thinks he's a girl can compete on any girls' sports teams, then Title IX just became null and void. It happened earlier this year in Alaska when a girl was denied a place at the statewide tournament in track and field because a boy took her place on the team. As we begin the new school year, it's good to be excited, but it's also important to be vigilant. As parents, it's our responsibility to protect our kids, to advocate for them, and to look after their best interests. Please talk to your teachers and administrators. Find out if Washington, D.C.'s crazy policies have been implemented in your school, and if so, please give us a call. We're here to help. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.